Hello, this is the Business Today Daily News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. Jet Airways said it would seek shareholder approval to issue new equity and convert existing debt into equity, among other things, at a special meeting on Feb 21st as the beleaguered airline attempts to stay afloat. The company will also seek approval to allow its lenders to nominate directors to its board, the airline said in a regulatory filing. Saddled with a debt of about 80.52 billion rupees as of September 30th, Jet is desperately searching for a deal that could help mitigate its severe liquidity crunch. South Korean tech giant Samsung on Monday launched its Galaxy M smartphones in the country, a series that has been designed to ground up in India as it looks to recapture its pole position from rival Xiaomi. Samsung has launched two models, M20 and M10, priced at ₹7,990 onwards, that will be available online from February 5th. Congress President Rahul Gandhi said the Congress, if voted to power, will announce universal basic income for all poor families. During the Kisan Abhar Sammelan held in Chhattisgarh to express gratitude to people for voting the party to power in the state, Rahul said Congress would ensure that the RBI allowed certain basic income for every individual in the country. The Justice Department unsealed criminal charges against Chinese tech giant Huawei, a top company executive, and several subsidiaries, alleging the company stole trade secrets, misled banks about its business, and violated US sanctions. The charges were announced just before a crucial two-day round of trade talks between the United States and China are scheduled to begin in Washington. Trade analysts say they could dim prospects for a breakthrough. After lying low for nearly five decades at agri-related international platforms, India has decided to field a candidate for leadership position at the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO. PMO officials confirmed that India has nominated Ramesh Chand, member of the Niti Aayog and the Finance Commission, for the job. The FAO aids food programs in nearly 150 poorer countries. As per the rotation policy, this time the position may go to a candidate from either Europe or Asia. Dubai International Airport said it has retained its position as the world's busiest airport for the fifth consecutive year in a row in 2018, with Indian travelers emerging as the largest source of traffic for the airport, which registered a record footfall of over 89 million. Annual traffic at the major transit hub rose slightly to 8,915 million passengers, up just over 1.0% on the number who used the airport in 2017. Huawei's sub-brand Honor will launch Honor View 20 in India today. Honor View 20 has a hole-punch camera for selfies placed in the top left corner. The View 20's earpiece is housed on top display bezel. Last week, Honor released a global variant of Honor View 20, which was the variant of the Honor 20 launched in China in December. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Do tune in tomorrow for more business news.